There have been many remarkable things about this great movement for peace, but few of them have been more remarkable than the tremendous display of fighting for peace and justice of our school students over the last few weeks. They are not only standing up against this war, they are digging a grave for all the warmongering politicians of the future. So now it's a pleasure to welcome three school students from different schools in different parts of the country to speak to you. Please welcome Hannah, Sinead and Catherine.
Hi, we are here on behalf of School Students Against the War, the group that helped lead the strike that took place last month. We're here to say that we can do it, you can do it too. The office workers, the bus drivers, the rail workers. And we're here to say, if Iraqi children are old enough to be blown up, we're old enough to protest about it. We can see this is an occupation, not liberation. It's an occupation when they change the national currency to the US dollar. It's an occupation when they send Halliburton, a company that pays Cheney $1 million every year to put out fires in Iraq. It's an occupation when they go and sell El-Kazar to multinational corporations. And the Murdoch press say this is a war of liberation. The only people that we need liberation is us. We need liberation from the fascist Murdoch regime, Murdoch press. Therefore, we need to unite to fight this imperialist regime that is spreading death and destruction everywhere, and we will not stop. So please keep up supporting us.